Terry Danilica has another national championship. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Jason. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Terry, winning never gets old. I don't know if it seems like it gets harder. The competition across the nation in volleyball, we're producing better and better volleyball athletes all the time. You've won national championships before. You can't compare one to the other. How is this one different than some of your previous championships?
It is tough to compare them. I thought the performance we had at nationals this year was a very dominant weekend. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything, because it actually surprised me with the level that our guys were actually able to obtain. And it was really just a pleasure to watch everything come together. The things that we had been working on, things that we had been focusing on, not only did they come together, but I thought certain individuals on the team actually took their game to a completely different level than they had for most of the season, which made it real exciting.
How do you like the format still? Do you find that does the best team usually come out in this format?
Well, I think the best team on the weekend comes out. I mean, anytime you've got sudden death games, it's anything can happen. Sometimes teams that are better on paper or maybe had a better season, don't have that best day. They either don't handle the pressure well, or they come up against the team that's hot. We've been on the receiving end of both of those, so I know what it's like. I think, really it puts a lot of pressure on people to compete. And when two competitors get an opportunity to compete, they do. And I think you need to be good on that weekend. And I thought we were exceptionally good.
In volleyball, as the season goes, can you build towards a national championship? Like, do you have a season plan so you're playing your best volleyball? Does it work that way? Or is that too much of a theory that really isn't necessarily practical?
No, you need to have a plan. I think you have to have a plan, but you also have to be open to adaptation, because so many things happen, injuries that are unexpected, travel complications. There's so many things that can happen. As far as a plan as to, where you want to be systematically, what you want to be executing with your offensive capabilities, you need to have one of those in place, and you need to build towards them. You have to also, worry about physical condition of your athletes, and so there's a plan that goes into place with those things, but there are always glitches in the plan. The last 2 years we've been really lucky. People make reference to peaking at the right time. Whether we peaked at the right time or whether we did all the right things and other teams had glitches in their planning, it's hard to say, but with two national championships in a row now where I thought our team was very ready to play, both mentally and physically, which helped.
How many guys are you going to lose off your squad?
We only have one graduating player. Ian Cooper, our backup setter for this year, is the only graduating player. We have four guys that are fourth year this year going into their last year next year. So it's a situation where we're going to be returning almost everybody. Happens every once in a while in the cycle, but it's going to happen again next year. We've added a couple of young Edmonton High School guys that I'm really excited about, and they'll join the group of guys we have now.
Now, when your high school players come in, Terry, I'm sure there's a special player every now and then, but realistically, are most guys coming out of high school, are they going to see minimal floor time on your volleyball program? Is that just how it works?
I'd like to say it was different than that, but for the most part, there are the odd special guys that do come out and contribute right away. We've had guys come in and start for us on national championship teams before in their first year. But usually it takes a year or 2 years for them to become major contributors. That's kind of the plan within our system anyway, the way things work. The majority of the guys that have come in, I don't really like to recruit young players unless I feel like they can contribute within a two-year period.
And that's the great question I have, because when you recruit guys, you want to bring guys in, but it's kind of unfair to the athlete if you bring someone into your program who you know is never going to play. Right, because maybe they could go to a program that's not as good just to get some playing time, because no one gets better by never playing. Right? How do you, would you look at your success rate over the years, Terry? Like, how do you know? Like, is it 85%? Most of the guys you recruit eventually end up playing. How does it work?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty high. I mean, you're guesstimating, right? You're looking at a person's physical potential and their abilities to learn, and so nobody's perfect, but. You never recruit anybody who you don't think is gonna not contribute. or you think would not contribute. I think that would be counterproductive. There are times where guys come into our program after they've done a couple of years of college and have to come to the U of A to finish a degree program. Those are different scenarios because usually those guys are coming into your program as role players. They've done their part in college already, and now they want to finish their volleyball career, but also more importantly, finish a degree at a school where they can. There are still some of those situations that arise, but in our case now, in the last, I'm going to say the last 7 or 8 years, the landscape on recruiting has changed where most university coaches now are really trying to find those blue chip high school athletes and have them in their program through the 5 years, have them develop in their system, have them go through their strength training program, have them learn their systems versus taking the chance that, after 2 or 3 years, they might come to your program from a college team, which I'm going to say, in my first 15 years, that was the norm.
Terry Danilek joins us, head coach of the U of A volleyball men's team. They win their second straight CIS title. You mentioned you lose a few guys, and I know you want to take some time to relish it, but do you think your team is poised to go for a three-peat?
I never talk about it. I didn't talk about the repeat. That's just the attitude that I take towards it. Our objective is to give ourselves a chance to get back to the national championship because, as we mentioned earlier, with the format, a one-off situation where you got to be your best on one given day to make it to the next, anything can happen. And so when we strive for our success, it's to give ourselves that chance to get back to the championship next year, which is in McMaster. And if we do that, then we've opened up all the doors we can, and we've got to be ready to play that weekend. But saying that, Canada West is an incredibly strong conference. The number of teams, like our top 10 teams, were within games of each other this year going into the playoffs, and they didn't decide the top 7 until the last weekend of league, and I don't expect it to be any different next year. There's a lot of great coaches in our conference. There's a lot of really good teams, a lot of strong players, and so just getting to the Canada West playoffs is a feat in our league, and I think that's sort of the first step for us next year.
Terry, the success of the volleyball program at the University of Alberta, you've had a lot of players move on and go professionally volleyball in Europe and elsewhere. Has there ever been talk like the Canadian, like, I don't know, is a Canadian volleyball professional league full-time? Do you think that's something, like, we see the emergence of Canadian basketball players, especially they get drafted to the NBA and everybody sees it. Wow. But we have a lot of great Canadian volleyball players, but there's no VBA really in North America, right? They all go play to Europe. How close are we, do you think, to ever having a real pro volleyball league? Would there ever be an appetite for it?
There's been a lot of discussion over the years, and the same problem exists in the U.S. It's just geographically, it's such a large country. The costs for travel, the time to do it in a year where it wouldn't be competing with other people and other sports. It just they haven't been able to find the right formula. They were able to do it with the women's pro league in the U.S. for a while, and eventually that just sort of petered off too. So I know people have talked about it. We've thrown around a few models. Trying to figure out a way to do it and maybe to piggyback with the university as a, sort of a co-host of a pro team to continue a pro season after the university league is done and, sort of when would be the best time for our athletes to be able to participate in something like that. And, a lot of people have talked about, sort of a June, July, August season and combining with university programs to use the facilities because that would be another major expense. Where would you play these games? And so people have talked about it. There's been a lot of people put some thought into it, but so far nothing has actually come of it. Nothing has become concrete. And with the size of the country, the cost of travel to get a national league going, it's a huge expense. And it's tough for amateur sports to get the funding that they need to start with, and then to try to start up something like that would be a pretty major feat. If it were to happen, it would be awesome. I think something combined with the United States and Canada would be great, but I'm not sure it's ever going to happen.
Overall, volleyball growth, like when you played until now, like we see other sports have changed, and obviously athletes are just better off from training and nutrition and, recovery and everything else. Has the game of volleyball really changed that much, or are the athletes just better playing the same game?
Well, there's been a lot of rule changes since I played. Well, that's a long time ago that I played. So there have been a lot of rule changes, changes that have affected the game somewhat. Athletes are definitely better trained technically in many of the countries in the world now. I mean, the top countries in the world, you know, 30 years ago were good and others were playing catch-up. I think technically around the world, the players have gotten better. I think there's a lot more physical athletes playing. You know, they peaked at the height for volleyball probably 10 years ago. They've actually started to go back down a little bit in size where they're trying to get, you know, seven-footers. A lot of seven-footers are showing up playing. And there seems to be an optimal size in the men's game where they've gotten a little smaller again, guys that are a little bit more physically mobile, just better suited for our game, I guess. And I think the biggest changes have probably come in not from the player's perspective, but from the spectator's perspective. So things like rally point scoring, where every ball is a point versus where you used to be able to score just when you were serving. You know, the let serve, the addition of the libero in the back row, adding that defensive specialist to make the game more dynamic. So there have been changes in the game. It has evolved, but really it's still past set hit, which it was, you know, 50 years ago when it was invented. And so it's kind of an odd answer, but it has changed and it hasn't.
Well, Terry, congratulations, back-to-back national championships. Good luck going for the three-peat.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jason. I appreciate it.